This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are still with the Hajj Chronicles. Now we are on day 5. And this is the second day of Tashriq. The second of 3 days. And as was mentioned earlier, these days of Mina are days of ibadah. We should not be neglectful in our worship over these days. Even though the whole world may consider this not important, Mina not being important, it is, as I said earlier, the most important day of Hajj with regards to its full extent, not necessarily as an individual day. As an individual day, we know Arafah is more important. We know that the day of Eid, being in Mecca, is more important than being in Mina. Though the stoning of Mina on that day is still critical enough to say that you can't do without it. But in these 3 days after completing our Tawaf al-Ifada, the circuit or the circumambulation of the Kaaba 7 times, now considered to be the most important Tawaf al-Ifada, having completed that, back on day 3, we recommended that you go back to Mina. Spend yesterday, day 4, in Mina, doing the things that we identified as being the most important rites of Mina. Among them was prayer, our formal prayers, doing those in the correct times, doing those properly. We should have been doing that again today. Yesterday, today are the same. We should also spend our time in supplication, in dua. All of the various prayers that we made in Arafah, we made during Tawaf, we made during Sa'i, we made at different points in the Hajj. These should be in our minds. We would not have forgotten them already. So we should be using them now. They are du'as for life, because they all address aspects of our lives which need to be addressed. We're seeking Allah's forgiveness. We're seeking purification from the sins that we have brought here with us. So this process of purification is not one which ends in Hajj. It is a continual process. We have to seek forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every day till we leave this world. That was the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He sought forgiveness from Allah more than 100 times a day. So we should follow his lead, follow his guide, and be likewise among those who always seek forgiveness from Allah. Before we go to bed at night, we reflect back on the day and seek forgiveness for whatever misdeeds we have done in that day. So on this, the 5th day, we should have stoned the 3 Jamarat, or the three pillars, or the three walls, starting with the smallest, going on to the middle, and also the largest. Remembering that these are not devils, as people insist on putting it in the newspapers, insist on referring to it, you know, in presentations, in broadcasts, etc. They are not devils. They are not Satans. They are not Satan. They are only symbolic of the locations where Prophet Abraham was confronted, he and his family. Some say the major confrontation was concerning himself. Satan came at his wife in the middle and at his child in the smallest. Allah knows best. Reality, Satan tried to dissuade Abraham from going ahead with the commandment of God. A commandment which was a trial, a fearful commandment, because it involved taking the life of his son. So naturally, any excuse that we could find to get out of that situation, we would grab immediately. But Prophet Abraham, his will was firm. Whatever doubts he had within himself, he overcame them. He held them back. He didn't allow them to break his will. He didn't allow them to lead him to violate the commandments of Allah. So that's what we are commemorating. We're walking to the Jamarat of our tents, walking with dua, remembering, as the Prophet ﷺ had said, إِنَّمَا جُعِلَ رَمْيُ الْجِمَارِ لِإِقَامَةِ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. The casting of pebbles at the pillar was only established for the remembrance of Allah. This is the purpose, for us to remember Allah. So as we walk there, we should be remembering Allah. When we're throwing the pebbles, we're saying Allahu Akbar each time. This is remembrance of Allah. This is dhikrullah. So the whole of that process we should be engaged in the remembrance, the constant remembrance of Allah. So that when we return home, our daily activities are infused with the remembrance of Allah. We have applied it here in Mina. We've gotten a taste of what it's like to remember Allah in whatever we're doing. Because all of these acts of Mina are for the remembrance of Allah. So we stay focused. When we are finished, and of course, the stoning today is supposed to be after Zawal, after midday, not before midday. Now, some people might say, do it before midday because you're leaving now. No, that's not the case. It's incorrect. It should be done after midday and should be completed before sunset. If you were among those deciding to take the concession which Allah has given, that you may leave after the fifth day, you don't have to stay on until the sixth. For those who'd like to go early, they can leave on the fifth. But you need to leave before sunset. If sunset catches you in Mina, then you need to stay on for the sixth day. If you're on a bus and the buses are jammed, this is something beyond your control, okay, even if it leaves after sunset, fine. But otherwise, if you are perfectly willing and able to leave after the stoning before sunset, and you decided not to for whatever reason, you have delayed yourself, then you need to stay on for the sixth day. And that's not a bad thing. Of course, many who are with you in your Hajj group, I would say probably 80%, if not 90% of them, will leave. They will go back. Because that concession is there, and they will take it. Of course, if your Hajj operators are saying, listen, your Hajj, you agreed before you made Hajj, you signed on a paper that you were only going to stay for the fifth day, and you would leave immediately after that, you would not stay on for the sixth, this is what was agreed, we have to close up the tent, and we have to go, etc., then if that's what you agreed on, then it's best that you go ahead with everybody else. Because for you to stay back there in Mina by yourself, I mean, unless you're so familiar, you've gone and made Hajj so many times before, you know your way around, and you know, even if you just stay back by yourself, you can always come back the next day after Zawal, you know, you stone and you leave immediately, no problem for you, then that's no problem. No problem. But if you are like most, this is your first Hajj, then it's best you go along with the group. Otherwise, you're liable to get lost, get cut off from the group, lose your way. Maybe your group will already have left for Jeddah, or maybe they're going on to Medina. You know, all kinds of other things could be in place. So my advice to you is to stick with the group. Yadullah al-Jama'ah. Allah's hand is on the group. His support is there for those who function as a group. So stay with the group. I mean, they're not doing something haram, but it is what was planned out, etc., for you and your group. So just follow them in this regard. Otherwise, if you have the option, stay on. Even if it's only a few people, a handful, 10, 15, 20 people, whatever, 5, who are staying back. But the Hajj group has made arrangements. There will be somebody there to help you. Maybe you have to get your own food. They say, well, you know, we can't run the kitchen for 5 or 10 people. You know, we have a kitchen. We're preparing food on a daily basis for, you know, 100 people. Now everybody's going. It's just you 5 or 10 left. You can't keep a bunch of cooks here just for you. Well, maybe that's not so nice. Maybe some other arrangements they should make for you, because it is your right. It's part of your Hajj. It's part of Hajj. But if they didn't, what to do? No point in crying, complaining, etc. No, there are places where there's food being sold. You can get some food. Be simple these days. Of course, you don't want to fast, because these are not days of fasting. Prophet ﷺ, you know, had told us that there are not days of fasting. These are days of Eid. So anyway, the point is that what you need to do is you need to just get some basic food, you know, fruit, a few items, whatever, which just would provide some food for you during that period of time. Something for breakfast, something for lunch. And then, you know, after you finish the stoning in midday, you can head back. There is no problem for you to leave at that point immediately. Or you want to stay until sunset. When the day ends, you can do that also. Or you can leave the stoning until close to sunset, when the least number of people will be there. Stoning on the sixth day, tomorrow, will be the easiest. Maybe in these other days you didn't even get to see much of the stone. You weren't able to, the wall, you weren't able to see it or get too close to it. You only got enough close enough to be able to throw your pebbles. But tomorrow, you will have no problem because most of the crowds would already have been gone. And remember, the pebbles, you can pick them up in case you had collected them in Muzdalifa and you've now lost your bag of pebbles. Don't worry, you can pick them up there in Mina. On your way walking to the Jamarat, you can pick them up. There are stones everywhere. It's a stony place. So, don't worry. Complete your stoning. You're staying on until tomorrow. Come back to the tent. Pray your Maghrib. And engage in dua, adhkar, remembrance of Allah. Also, if you have Quran, Mus'haf with you, with the translation, meaning there, read it, reflect on the meanings, and complete your prayers. You may talk with others, you may, there's a certain amount of socializing you can do here now, there's no harm. But again, you know, keep it within the context of your Hajj. Let it be relevant to what you've experienced on Hajj. You know, the spiritual change which has taken place. Share with each other these thoughts. Not complaints, but achievements. What we have achieved. We still have another day for further achievements. It's still there. You know, you can add to your scale of good deeds. It's all for the benefit. Those who left early, just let that opportunity go. You don't have to do that. You have the chance to get the maximum possible from your Hajj. And that's why I would advise you to stay on for day 6. A day where we continue to remember Allah, we continue to supplicate, to make dua, to call on Allah, to beg Him to forgive us for our sins, to beg Him to guide us in our lives, to protect our families, to protect our children, to show us Sirat al-Mustaqim. Reflecting on how our past life has gone. Prior to coming here, where were we? Where were we relative to Islam? Let us strive in these last hours, this last day, to get the last drop of blessings from the Hajj. So tonight, stay up and pray tahajjud. That is, wake up. I don't mean that after Isha, you stay awake all the way until the last third of the night. No. Go to sleep. After Isha, you know, same things, remembrance of Allah, adhkar, make your prayers, maybe read some Quran, whatever, then take your rest. Then wake up in the last third. This is the time when the best prayers are made after the obligatory prayers. So get up then. We're not doing it normally at home. Years pass and we never do it. Tahajjud. This is the chance. We have no reason not to. We have every reason to. So let's make tahajjud tonight. And spend as much time as we can in that tahajjud. And make the witr. Make the dua. The dua which in which we ask Allah, وَقِنِي شَرَّ مَا قَضَيْتِ. O Allah, protect me from the evil of what you have ordained. The dua, which is the only thing which can change qadar, what has been ordained, can be changed only by and through dua. So let us do it tonight. This is the last night of Hajj. To leave with a sense of accomplishment, which would motivate us to continue to add tahajjud to our lives and to pray it regularly. So that concludes the Chronicles, Hajj Chronicles for day 5. Insha'Allah, I hope to see you again tomorrow in day 6. Tomorrow morning, early. Insha'Allah. Barakallahu fikum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.